Hey, I just want to invite you to an extreme event that Stu Peters is putting on. It's going to be in the fall of the year. I think we moved it to Florida. It was supposed to be somewhere else. We changed it. But it's going to be amazing. There's going to be these top speakers from all over the country there. And Stu is going to speak. He hardly ever does live speeches. And so it's going to be an event you don't want to miss. You can go to StuPeters.com and buy your ticket now. They are on sale, and it's going to be an awesome, awesome time. We also have a movie that's coming out called Old World Order, and this movie was supposed to be aired actually a couple days ago, but we've had major attacks, cyber attacks from everywhere. They have shut down the website, they've shut down the movie, but we're going to get it back up and going, so stay tuned on when we're going to be releasing the movie Old World Order. You do not want to miss it. It's going to be life-changing. Remember 2019, and a gallon of gas was $2.60, and a dozen eggs cost like $1.40, and a pound of beef was maybe $3. But now, gas is $3.66, eggs cost almost $4, and beef's like $5. But that's not because food's getting more expensive. It is only because of inflation. So do you think that counting on your money to last is actually going to be your money lasting? Do not trust that. The only thing that lasts and holds the test of time is gold and silver. Precious metals, that's it. And so I have a partner that I love. It's a trusted company. It's called Goldco. And there's a number at the bottom of the screen, and there's a URL, and you can click either one of those two. And you can go to their website, you can call them, and you can take your money that you have now and ensure that it is worth the same amount when you invest in gold and silver. Gold and silver are the only things that have stood the test of time. You've worked really hard for your money. I work really hard for my money, and we do not want the irresponsibility of this federal government and the choices they're making to harm us and take our money and make it worth nothing. So invest today in gold and silver. We offer discounts. There's all kind of advantages to using Goldco. Call them today, go to their website, and secure your assets. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Jesus, Guns, and Babies. I have a wonderful show for today. I'm going to start with Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, and thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. So we're destroyed. We're his people. He says, my people. He's not speaking to the unchurched. He's speaking to the churched. My people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. So it's really important that we're not ignorant, that we learn things. And so today we're going to learn some awesome things, and I'm not going to be ignorant anymore, and neither are you. And so we're going to welcome to the show one of the most well-read, well-researched, published, accomplished doctors in the country, Dr. Robert Young, and my good friend that is going to join him with a product that we're all going to want, and I'm already using it, and it's amazing. Matthew Hazen, welcome to Jesus, Guns, and Babies.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having us
here,
Candace. It's always good to see you.
What a pleasure to meet you. I love the title of your podcast.
I was running for governor, and I was speaking before Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. She wasn't elected yet, and she had like 10 minutes, and I had 5 minutes. And so I was running for U.S. Senate, not governor. I was running for U.S. Senate at the time. And I got up to speak, and I had to get it out. And I said, you know, I believe in everything you believe in. I believe in Jesus, guns, and babies. And everybody went crazy when I said that. And so it just kind of stuck.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you said that, I thought of a woman's heart. And a woman's heart... and Mother's Day, by the way, happy Mother's Day to all those who are out there. Because your children, your babies, are like your hearts running outside your body. Now, for a guy, you know, we don't relate to that because we're not the mothers of all living. And the mothers of all living, they have patience, they have kindness, and they have wisdom. We just need to listen better. So, I learn a lot from the women in my life, and I'm grateful for them, and I love them, and I love everything about a woman. And You know, I'm grateful that they're on the planet. And, you know, my greatest accomplishment, you know, is my family. Family is the foundation of society, and it's under attack. And our children are the most precious asset that we have. The most precious asset. It's not our bank account. It's not how many cars we have. It's not how big our house is. It is our children. Our children are our hearts. And I've noticed that in Matt because he is a family man. And I have 5 children and 8 grandchildren. It's my greatest accomplishment. I would take that over anything else that I've ever done in my life. They're precious to me. But I can't even imagine the love that a mother has for her children, you know, which is just extraordinary. Well, so anyway,
you're exactly
happy
right,
Mother's
Dr.
Day.
Young. No, you're exactly right. I honestly, my children are my why. That's why I sacrifice on, you know, the nights when I get off work and the weekends and do interviews once a week and try to put information out, and why I ran for office and why you do the research you do and why you try to save people's lives and why Matt's doing everything he's doing. It's because we want to protect the future generations. We're gonna lose our country, and we're not gonna have freedom anymore if we don't get involved. And that's why we're here. And I will tell you, I don't want to shoot anybody or kill anybody, but if you hurt my children, I don't know what I might do. So, you know, your children, I will do anything to protect my children. And you're right. It is like your heart outside your body. You're exactly correct. That was exactly what it is.
So a mother's heart holds enough love for 1,000 lifetimes. The Mother Earth is under attack. Mother Earth, our plants, not just humans, but our animals as well, are suffering. Yesterday, I had a cat come to the house, a beautiful cat. And I was thinking, oh, this cat I've never seen before, came onto the property, and it wouldn't leave. And it came into the house. And I noticed it was pregnant. And as soon as it was in the house, it just started to relax. And we sent out messages trying to find out who was the owner of this cat. No one in the neighborhood knew who this cat belonged to. And yet this cat was so comfortable. And it was like looking for some sort of refuge. And I know there's women out there, there's children out there that are looking for refuge. I mean, it's in ourselves to seek after peace. And I love what Matthew's doing because he's bringing more conscious to humanity, as we all are. And the beauty of his product called Masterpiece is what we're all seeking. We're seeking the Master, which is Jesus Christ. And we're seeking to be like him, to be more godlike, to be more loving and caring. And I have never. And so I guess I've got a cat with maybe possibly 6 other little babies and just have to find a home. But it wandered in our life on purpose, I'm sure, seeking help. And I know there's people out there listening to this, seeking help. And I was attracted to human consciousness and the Masterpiece because I understand the science. I understand the science. And some people say, don't bore me with the details, just tell me what it does and where I can get it, you know, that type of thing. But I don't want to take anyone's thunder away from here as far as explanation. But I was really touched last night, and this was like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. And that cat was so happy that the cat rolled over and showed me her belly. And, you know, she's definitely pregnant. So Anyway, we need to respect life, not just human life, but we need to respect animal life, and we need to respect plant life, because everything has a soul. Whether we're talking about colloidal chemistry and a soul, which is spelled S-O-L, a soul, or we're talking religiously, if we're talking about S-O-U-L, a soul, I'm sure you've heard this, that we are here as eternal spiritual beings having a physical experience, not physical beings having a spiritual experience. We are eternal in nature. And, you know, I was taught at a very young age, you know, to develop a relationship with God at a very young age. I knew there was a God at 5 years of age. I knew that. No one had to teach me that. I was still connected to that spirit world which I came from. I hadn't lost that, and I still haven't lost it. So I'm constantly running into danger. That's why, you know, if you see some, wow, this guy, you know, he's had quite the life. I've run into danger to save lives. Without any thought of my own life, but to rescue those who are in need. And there's so many of us in need. I just want you to know that there's help. And part of that health, you know, is on a physical level. It could be physical and mental, emotionally, spiritual health. It's all here, because there's nothing temporal that isn't spiritual. And if we go within, we'll realize that. And the beautiful thing about, and I don't know if I've ever said this to Matt, the beautiful thing about Masterpiece is it awakens you to who you really are. And the reason why it does that, it removes all the earthly nefarious toxins that are bombarding our lives that are unseen. It's an unseen world. You have to have very high powerful microscopes to see this technology that they're dealing with. It's nanotechnology. We're talking about particles that are the size of an atom. Nano means billion. Billionths of a micron. A micron is 1/25,000th of an inch. We're talking about a billionth of a micron. I mean, it's unfathomable. But what happens when you're viewing this under a scanning or transmission electron microscope, and you see a whole other world that's unseen by what we've named Satan, but a Luciferian agenda.
Yep.
I'm very aware of what's going on all levels of this. I mean, God has been really good to reveal this to me. And he has shown me, and I've written about this, a finger on the magic of life. And I remember when I was in Rome and I saw that finger. It's called the Creation. It's in the Vatican. And you see this beautiful Michelangelo rendering, which he went eventually blind painting it. Totally inspired. And God showed me by his finger, you know, the magic of life. And I will never turn my back on that. And so I wrote about it in a scientific paper, and I published it. It's called A Finger on the Magic of Life. And I would really love, as a gift to you and all the mothers out there, is to be able to give you this paper, if you like reading.
I love to read.
So that you can understand, so you can have your finger on the magic of life and realize how precious it is and how complex it is. But do not be deceived. Artificial intelligence is an illusion. A very nefarious, you know, Luciferian type people. Oh, they can try, they can attempt, The outcome of that is going to be injury and death, because all they're really doing is poisoning people. And that's why I love this masterpiece product, because it takes it out of the body. This was God-given. You know, you would say Matthew's been chosen to bring this to the world. Earthly people would call him the CEO of human consciousness support. But he's more than that. Anyway, sorry I took a little extra time here to say that, but I wanted to share those feelings, especially during this time where people are suffering in a lot of different areas. And I want them all to know that God is there. He loves us. He cares about us. He wants us to be happy. And he's providing for us if we will just open our hearts, you know, open our eyes, listen with our ears, you know, not just spiritual salvation, but physical salvation, so we can have that joy which has been promised to us in a country that was founded in God we trust. And that's who I trust.
Dr. Young, you are anointed. So I'm trying not to cry. Like, it's so much. It's so deep. And so anyway, I'm so excited to hear everything else you have to say. You're amazing. Matthew, why don't you tell everybody really quick, like an intro and what we're talking about, and then you get Dr. Young to talk about what you think that you want the people to hear, because he has this like really deep understanding that the people are going to want to hear more from. I just want to listen.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we are we're living in a world where we got some real problems, and they are microscopic problems. The pollution levels, when they're measured, whether we're talking about the land, air, or water, which is unavoidable for us to be a part of and ingest and the foods and whatnot, is riddled with a tremendous amount of forever chemicals, heavy metals, basically unnatural things in nature. They're not found in nature. They're from chemical processes or made in labs and whatnot. And these things are unmanageable in our human bodies. There's a lot of these harmful ingredients that are in vaccinations, you know, our childhood vaccinations, which our medical system really pushes in every way to make our kids get vaccinated, else it's harder for them to get in school and everything else. And without people having any understanding with what's the actual ingredients in there. And there's over 10, 15 ingredients in these vaccines are probably quite a bit more that if you gave that to a child, you'd be arrested for child abuse, trying to harm a child. And so our kids are under attack. Our world, our ecosystem is. And at the nick of time, we needed a solution for that. And so I get to be the lead steward. It's an honor of mine to get to protect and get this product ushered out to as many people as possible. It is we're talking about a very natural product. There's two ingredients, very natural. One is purified ocean water. I mean, if the ocean's bad for us, we're in real trouble, right? I think 4/5 of our planet is ocean. The other one is the best detoxifier around. And we've taken we've done what's unusual in this world nowadays, which is applied technology, nanotechnology, to natural substances so that it removes, and we've proven this in our clinical trial, and also the amazing testimonies that just pour in every day correlate with it. But we remove things like graphene oxide, aluminum. You know, aluminum is, which we showed in blood tests in our study, as well as your analysis testing. And aluminum is a huge reason for the autism escalated rates that we have that are just out of control anymore, our dementia. And so Masterpiece is very, very simple to take. You take a couple drops in your mouth, every couple hours, just keep it coming in. Keep in mind every breath you take, every meal just about you eat, there's harmful forever chemicals and things in there. So you want to keep on getting it out of your body, those unnatural things, faster than you take them in. And that's the name of the game. God created our bodies and the world and everything in just beautiful harmony. So if these unnatural things are not in your body, what you experience in terms of vitality improvement, how well you can think, the connectedness that you feel, the toleration for a lot of different people and things that may have irked you before. You'll see a lot of these old guys, they don't road rage anymore when they, I actually have a couple of buddies of mine, and that's kind of one of the things they noticed. Our reproductive organs are under direct attack. That's why our sterility rate is so high. If this whole system that they use with which is in the jabs and different things can go completely after your reproductive organs. So, with a man that could be his prostate. So one of the things I noticed just for me, I'm 45 years old, but all of a sudden all the issues that I was having with my prostate just went away. That was amazing. Because I was really looking at how I'm going to actually manage the problems I was having if I was having to go under the knife and get surgery or whatnot. So, and we get these kind of testimonies day and night, actually, of people. It may be Masterpiece or something else in their life, but all of a sudden, when they start taking Masterpiece, they're sleeping better than they've slept in a long time. Start dream, you know. Many people claim to experience a whole new type of dream vividness. And it's really a beautiful thing to see, Candace, because it's really brought all knowingness to the fact for me that, wow, look at how well these human bodies can heal themselves if they're not trapped and burdened with all these accumulated forever chemicals and toxins. So we have a very natural product. It's very, very, very simple to take. It's a bottle. If you take 10 drops or less, it's going to last you about 2 months. And it was completely made to help out humanity and mankind. That's why we have people like you involved, Candace. Even though we're only a year old and we're building up, we're growing exponentially, but we're so young. We have the people that are really looking to help people that really are wanting to connect and see a better world. They're recognizing this. Yeah, take a few drops. It's as simple as any if anything that you could do. Imagine being able to take a couple drops and all the things. I would say we're not sick. I know we're in a worldwide health epidemic, but I would say that we've been poisoned with either chemical. Like forever chemicals, heavy metals, different things, and electromagnetic radiation. Those two things that are bombarding us day and night is the reason why our population, if you just look at all of us, no matter how healthy our lifestyle habits are, our population is going downhill. And it's just because of the abundance and the overaccumulation of these unnatural biohazardous toxins. So, what Masterpiece does simply and affordably is get that out of your body. Provably in a trial, much, and we're currently in the way of a randomized, double-blind study with 24 people, where we are testing for 27 unnatural things, things like glyphosate, fluoride, graphene oxide, aluminum, lead, mercury, all these things. We're not just testing the blood, we're not just testing the urine. We're also testing the hair. And so this is a game changer. Masterpiece is a game changer because a lot of companies and a lot of this nutraceutical health market space was created off of telling people how to detox their bodies and different supplements and protocols that are out there for clinical practitioners. And Masterpiece does the job that they tell you need 10 products to do. And so it's not going to heal you of anything because. Guess what? Nothing heals you of anything except for your own body when it's healthy and cleaned out of all the junk that you can't get cleaned out of your body right now.
Like 4 or 5 drops in the morning after I get up, And then I do it at night before I go to bed. That way my stomach's empty. And I was thinking when you were talking, I probably should do it midday as well. But what I've noticed the most is by about an hour after I take it, I can taste metal in my mouth. And so I know it's pulling metal out because I can taste the metal. And when I wake up in the morning, I can taste metal in my mouth. And so it's gotten better over the past 3 or 4 days. But for the first 2, 2.5 weeks, it was really strong. So I feel like I'm getting better because I'm getting it's more, it's less evident. I want to say I was sleep, I'm sleeping better. I'm going to sleep easier. I am waking up easier and I feel less brain fog. But one thing I had not, no, I've noticed it, but I haven't equated it to masterpiece, but I was just, whenever Dr. Young was speaking and then you started speaking, one of you said this about it making you feel more, or Dr. Young was talking about being at peace. That's our goal, was to be at peace. And then Matthew, you said people respond differently to road rage. Well, I have felt so much calmer, and I'm very feisty. And I have a PhD in counseling. So I know that I can't control people, but we're in a political like moment here. May 21st is the primary, and there's a lot. My husband's running for probate judge, my best friend's running for school board, and there's a lot of lies being said, and people say a lot of things that aren't true, and you're like, that's defamation, that's slander, you know. And you want to respond and spank them because they're lying and it's wrong. So I haven't responded one time. I have been so calm and I'm letting them go into a feeding frenzy of demons. And I'm just sitting back. And I have had people reaching out to me saying, "You're not saying anything back. Are you okay? Like, what is wrong with you?" And I'm like, I'm letting the Lord fight my battles. And I'm going to speak truth and I'm going to let him fight because he says vengeance is his. And I feel so alert and calm and at peace that I'm going to speak truth and I'm going to handle things, but I don't feel this knee-jerk reaction like I have to overwhelm and overbear myself. And so it is, I am at so much more peace. And I was not thinking about that being a masterpiece, but it absolutely has to be. So I would love to know cognitively what's happening in my brain that's causing me to not fire the right in my normal way, my normal synapses firing to be so like this, because I'm not. I'm calmer. So anyway, Dr. Young, there you go.
Would you break that down for her, why
Well,
that's probably happening, Robert?
this is what I'm hearing from all over the world. I'm hearing these things, and I get calls from Trinidad to Dubai to, I mean, calls from UK, all over the world. People, in fact, over 159 countries. I have client patients in all of these countries, and people I haven't heard from for years are calling, saying, "Wow, I watched your video on this, or I watched your podcast on this, or I read one of your scientific articles from your website, and I got on this product. I've been taking salts and chlorophyll and oils and drinking alkaline water, but then I added the masterpiece to it, and oh my heavens, it's as if I came awake from it from I awoke from a sleep. I feel alive again, and I've seen those who we sometimes they label people, and I apologize for this, but just for contrast here, we say that they're woke. You have to a warning on not on the label, but for me, if you're going to take masterpiece as directed under the tongue, and the reason why you take it under the tongue is because it's transdermal. It means it crosses any barrier and reverse the polarity to positive 80 millivolts, everything in life in the ocean would die. And so the ocean has a very specific pH, and that pH is between 8.3 to 8.4, and it's managed. One of the things that's happening in nature is we're losing a lot of our coral reefs. And scientists are saying, why are we losing the coral reefs? And the reason why is most of the acid rain, the carbon monoxide, the poisons that are in the air, is being absorbed by the ocean and then chelated by ocean minerals. Literally adsorb and then absorb. Adsorb means it's an electrical attraction, like positive side of a magnet is attracted to the negative side. It literally takes it on. Well, in order for that body of living water to save itself, it uses elements. And so it's losing its calcium from the coral reefs to neutralize that acid in order to maintain the pH of the ocean, so all things living will be living. Without that mechanism of survival, all things in the ocean would die. What I want people to understand is you have a body ocean, and that body ocean surrounds over 70 trillion cells. And if you don't manage that or understand that it exists and then manage it, those cells will begin to break down and die. Okay? And it's really simple. Really simple. You see this little container? It's a pH packet. And in this packet are strips. And this is not for testing water. This is for testing urine and saliva. And the reason why you test it is for the same reason that you would test a saltwater aquarium. Because if you know if you don't manage the alkaline design of that saltwater, the fish will die. And that's true with the ocean, and it's true with your body cells. If you're sick, it's not because you have a disease. It's because you have been poisoned. And your internal environment has been poisoned with chemicals and radiation. There are no specific diseases. In fact, I want you to understand that there are no new diseases, and there are no new viruses, and there are no new planned pandemics. They're plandemics, not pandemics. They're plandemics. And there is no flu virus. There's no SARS virus. There's no COVID virus. There's no Spanish flu virus. There's no H5N1 virus. There's no chicken virus, bird flu virus. No, that is Lucifer deceiving you. What there is bad people that are poisoning you with chemicals and radiation. And the symptoms are natural. What are the symptoms of a flu? Your body temperature goes up. Why? Your body temperature goes up to improve circulation, open up the pores of the skin to remove the poison that has been administered to you without your consent. Without your consent. So it's in our water, these poisons. It's in our food, these poisons. It's within maybe just a mile from you or 2 miles. It's called a cell tower that has all crazy types of antennas on it. They're rectangular in shape, and they have them on every pole. They're emitting a radiation, a frequency. And that frequency is slow cooking you, as if you put your body in your home microwave oven. The frequency is the same. Your microwave oven operates off of 2.4 gigahertz.
Yep.
The microwave 4 and 5G is operating at the same microwave frequencies. You are not sick. You are being microwaved. And that's why it's important to manage your ocean, your body ocean, this inner ocean, to protect your fish, which are your body cells. And you do that by taking a pH strip that costs less than a penny. And every morning you test your urine. And then you look at the color scale on here and you compare it. And the ideal pH of urine is the same as the ocean. That's why you love going to the beach. That's why you love putting your feet in the ocean, because it feels like home, because it is home. The ideal pH of the ocean is 8.3 to 8.4 at a frequency at negative, it's called the zeta potential, a charge at negative 80 to 120 millivolts. When you're testing this, the ideal pH of your urine for pH, and we're going to change from a scientific acronym. pH stands for the potential of hydrogen. It's measuring protons and electrons. Too much science. I apologize. Okay. We're going to say we're measuring pH, and we're going to change that acronym to perfect health. Okay.
Masterpiece has the same pH as the body ocean and as the ocean, and it has the same zeta potential. So it's molecularly, and in the ways that you would look at it electromagnetically, it's identical to a perfect, healthy human. The only difference is it has a little bit of natural clinoptilolite mineral in it, which bonds up to all the toxins. That's why it cleans up the ocean inside of your body so well, so that your body can just maintain its own level. Sorry, Robert, I just...
It's hexagonal structure and its construct within a colloidal system, colloidal meaning two dissimilar ingredients. In this case, it's salt water and it's zeolite that have come together as one. Kind of like spirit matter comes to physical matter and creates what? A soul, S-O-U-L. Well, in chemistry, which is one of my doctorates in colloidal chemistry, we take an element like zeolite, combine it with a liquid, bring it together to create a sol, and it's spelled S-O-L in colloidal chemistry. This product has a sol, marine plasma, zeolite, and it's received by the body because it is like the body ocean. So it is not foreign. It is not like putting a poison in your body, which immediately reacts. This is what happens when you have an inoculation. You're not helping immunity. You're poisoning yourself. And that's why white blood cells come out in this alarming situation. And bad people say, well, that's good. Take a little poison. That will then teach your immune system to react with it if it comes in contact with it. Oh my heavens. That sounds like a fairy tale or a story called the big bad wolf who's been dressed up, you know, as a good person saying, oh, what big eyes you have. You know, it's a fairy tale to deceive you. Immunity is not found with the white blood cells. It's found by managing and maintaining the alkaline design of the body fluids, of the largest body of water, the largest organ of the body, which is the interstitium, and its fluids called the interstitial fluid. So when you urinate and you test your pH, you're testing your interstitial fluid. And as that pH goes up, guess what else happens? You feel better. You think better. You do better. You act better. You have been awakened to your wokeness. You're no longer woke. This is the warning, you know, that this product will wake you up from your wokeness and reconnected to your eternal self as a spiritual being having a physical experience. You'll be awakened to who you really are, which is a eternal being, a physical being in a colloidal system of physical temporal matter that has intelligence, that can organize and disorganize, that will do no harm if you manage the internal fluids of the body. It is simple. It is inexpensive, and it is true. And this is what God said. From dust you are, and from dust you will return, and that dust cannot be managed or recreated by any scientists in the world. It is indestructible. It is intelligence, and they know nothing, because the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab and his minions said, humans are now hackable, and they are soulless. And you need to realize that and get over it. Really? I'm sorry. But my master has taught me, you know, you're listening to the wrong voice. You know, and this is a beautiful body that we've been given, that we can experience the duality of life. What is that? The opposition in all things between hot and cold, good and evil. This is the way we can experience love, not in just a concept, but literally physically experience it. We took on this mantle of flesh so that our spirit can learn by its experience the duality of life. Earth life is a school. And I'm telling you this. I don't think this. I know this. Spiritual manifestation. If you manage and maintain the alkaline design of your interstitial fluids, of your interstitium, where all imbalances, all symptoms begin from, by simply testing your urine throughout the day and managing that, you know, by reducing your toxic loads by what you eat, what you drink, what you breathe, what you think, what you feel, and what you believe. If you do that, then you can ask and answer this question. And here it is, Candace, the ultimate question. How long do you want to live on this planet in your body? How long do you want to live? Because once you have the knowledge, this has already been proven by a scientist who received the Nobel Prize. His name is Dr. Alexis Carrel, who discovered how to live forever. Now, I know he died, so he must have been missing something, but death is not inevitable. Death is a choice, just as life is a choice. So if you want to experience extraordinary health, energy, and vitality, being free of these imbalances that have been labeled diseases, number one, you don't have a disease. There's no HIV, there's no Ebola, there's no bird flu. These are symptoms of the body trying to protect itself against these bad people who are poisoning you. Poisoning you. You're being poisoned with chemicals and with radiation. I have published on this. I have been peer reviewed on this. You know, when the world is ready, they will come. This message is for our people, for all of us, for all of our brothers and sisters, all humanity, that you can take control of the sovereign right of your human body that God has given to you as a gift, and you decide the quality and quantity of your life. And now we have the understanding, God has revealed this, and we have the tools to be able to accomplish this. So, and that is the beauty of our message.
So Dr. Young, I have three things really quick that's popped in my head, that's interviews I've done, and that's my viewers are going to be wanting to know the kind, some kind of thing. Number one is when we, you know, women, we go once a year after we get 40, which I'm there. So we have to do a mammogram, and I have the Holy Spirit inside of me. I do not want a mammogram. I don't want the radiation in my breast. And so I, you know, trying to find a sonogram that'll do that instead. But I want to know how you, that, and then I want to talk about cancer and the vaccines and what they're causing. Like my father got breast cancer, no markers for that. Nobody in his family's ever had it, but he had two vaccines in his arm and it was in that breast, got it removed. But I want to talk about that, like what you would do to combat that in your body, and then autism. So could you hit like on the right?
Okay, let's talk about mammograms, because I don't know of a man that would go in, and anyone who's had a mammogram, that they put your breasts in a vise,
It hurts.
basically, from the bottom to the top, and they put pressure on that. I don't know any man that would put their genitals on that vise and have them examined. I mean, these are outside the body. It is illogical. Mammograms are highly toxic. They are responsible for many of the cancers that women have later in their life, and they're not as accurate in identifying, lesions, if there are lesions on the breast, if there's solid masses on the breast, without causing harm. Using ultrasound, sonograms is more effective. It's simple. There is no radiation. You can pick up the masses. You can see if there's blood supply to those masses, or there's no blood supply, to see if it's active, or if it's a stone, if it's a solid mass. Because what perceives the lesion or the tumor is the calcifications in the breast. And the reason for that, why women's breasts? Because breasts are outside the body. And if the body wants to purify itself, and you're having any congestion in your five areas of orifices, urination, perspiration, respiration,
Defecation.
defecation, and
Menstruation for
menstruation.
women.
Yeah, so this is why women live longer, because they have five orifices to remove toxins. If those waste products from metabolism, from environment, you're breathing it in, okay, from what you're eating, this nanotechnology is now in your food. These plastics are in your water. They're trying to remove that by using graphene oxide. Now you're getting nanographene in your water. You see, this is coming into your body. And the body has to get rid of it. And if it can't get rid of it, guess where it goes? Into the connective tissue, into the fatty tissues, i.e., the
Fatty tissue.
breasts. It's a depository into the brain. So, increase in breast cancer. Number one cause of cancer for women is breast cancer. Why? Because they're not eliminating the poisons from respiration, perspiration, defecation, menstruation, what have you. It's not coming out of their body. So the body ocean pushes it out into the connective tissue. So if we're dealing with, let's say, inflammatory ductal cell carcinoma, which is an inflammatory condition, what came first, the inflammation or the poison? Says,
Poison.
well, you've been diagnosed with inflammatory ductal cell. That's a comment. It's not even a cancer. They treat it like cancer. It's an inflammatory condition. It's what I call stage four acidosis. There are seven stages: enervation, irritation, sensitivities, inflammation, induration, ulceration, and degeneration. Stage four is inflammation. Inflammation is caused by a four-letter word. I'll spell it for you: ACID. And I'm not talking about Rolaids here. But Rolaids has a compound that the stomach makes every second, every day of your life called baking soda, sodium bicarbonate. Candace, did you know that your stomach makes baking soda every second, every hour of your day?
I did not.
Did you know that the stomach does not digest your food? That if you swallow a food whole, try it with corn. Don't chew it, just swallow it. What's going to come out? You think the
Corn.
stomach's going to digest that? Corn. You can recycle it. Wash it off, eat it again, wash it off. I mean, you could do that and it sounds gross, right? The hydrochloric acid in your stomach is like carbon monoxide from a car. It's a waste product of the stomach producing an alkaline compound called sodium bicarbonate to alkalize your food, to prepare your food for biological transformation. Did you know that the red blood cell is the primary cell? It's the primary stem cell. Do you know what God said about this? Do you know what Moses said about this? For the life of all flesh is, it's very important, is the blood. Not in the blood, is the blood. You know what? For those who are not Christians, what Muhammad said about the blood, he said this. He said, don't you, in a rhetorical question, don't you understand that you were created out of one drop of blood? Here's something for you, Candace. Did you know that when a sperm fertilizes an egg, that one drop of blood appears, and out of that one drop of blood, a fetus is formed?
Wow.
Did you know that?
I did not.
Did you know that you have a glymphatic system in your body that literally, as the brain shrinks at night when you're in that deep sleep, that it pushes, like wringing out a rag,
yeah,
pushes out its waste products, pushes out into a glymphatic system, into the interstitial fluid, into a system that dumps it into another system called the lymphatic system to remove it out through perspiration and urination. Did you know about that organ, the glymphatic system?
I did know about that. I learned that in my brain class.
Oh, okay. Did you know? That's good. Did you know about the largest organ of the human body?
That I thought contains, it was the skin.
It is not. The skin, did you know that the skin is your third kidney?
I may have heard that before.
Okay, well, the skin is an elimination organ. It can also absorb, so you have to be careful what you put on it. And you have to be careful even more now, because in the personal care products, in the antibacterial soap, is nanotechnology. It's all been laced with poisons.
Right.
So now we get back to the breast. Why do women have breast problems? They have breast problems because their orifices are either blocked, or they're eating too much of the wrong foods, and they're not eliminating this, and it's being dumped into the breast, which is causing injury to the cells. It's polluting the interstitial fluids of the breast, leading to stones, which is induration, inflammation, and ulcerations, lesions, and degenerate, or pushing it back into the blood to maintain the delicate pH at 7.2, at 7.365, and the interstitial fluids at 8.40 at negative 80 millivolts. The stomach is the main organ. Did you know that the stomach's responsibility was to manage and maintain the alkaline design of your body fluids? Did you know that cancer is a poison that swims through glyphosate, graphene? All of these are poisons that are in the interstitial fluid. The body's trying to get rid of it. And if you simply manage the alkaline design of your body fluids with this, you can fire your doctor because they're ignorant to this. They have been told a fabrication of lies in medical school. It is insidious. They don't want people to know how simple it is to care for your body. You need to take back the sovereign rights of your body. It is your body. It is your life. It is your choice. It's hard to make a choice when you're uneducated. But that's a good place to start, because you have not been educated beyond your intelligence by some fabrication, lies, some story that's untrue. So in answer to your question, what is cancer? Cancer is a four-letter word. I've written several books, and it's in several languages. It's in Italian, it's in French, it's in German. The pH Miracle for Cancer, it's 600 pages. And you know on the back what you get? You get about 200 recipes. Because what you eat does matter. And so there's recipes on juices, on smoothies, on soups, on green foods. And now, if you want to use the Bible, you go to chapter 1, verse 29 and 30, and God tells you exactly what your body needs. God says this, and he colorizes it. He said, "All green foods shall be for your meat." And he forbid the eating of flesh. And the reason for that is because flesh is made from blood. And he forbid the drinking of blood. There is no difference from drinking blood and eating the flesh of the animal, which is made from blood, because all of your bones, all of your muscles, all of your organs, all of your glands are made from the primary stem cell, and that's called the erythroblast, which becomes the erythrocyte or the red blood cell, which is non-nucleated. And the reason it's non-nucleated is because it differentiates into a mesoderm, into a muscle, into bone. If you want to improve your bone health, you have to improve your blood. And you can't do that if you've been poisoned with chemicals and radiation. It's really difficult. And you have to understand, and you probably didn't even know this, that the small intestine, which is approximately 27 feet in length, but when you unfold it, because of its appendages, which are called microvilli, is the size of a tennis court. It's 7,200 square feet.
Wow.
And the purpose of the small intestine is to build blood in the crypts of the small intestine. So when you read your Bible and you understand the order of things, the Bible says health in the navel, representing the small intestines, health in the navel, then marrow to the bones, then strength in the loins and the sinews. So if you're having reproductive problems, that's an intestinal problem. If you're having autistic problems, that means you've been poisoned from the inoculation carrying chemicals. And now, when we're talking about autism in California, they're doing a real good job poisoning our children. 1 in 23 children in California is autistic. They lead the nation in poisoning children. It is a crime against humanity.
Yes, it is.
The people that are passing laws to just randomly approve a vaccine which is not safe, it is unsafe, and it's only effective in culling our children and shortening their lives. And over 5 to 6 billion people have been inoculated with poisons that if they don't do something now, they won't be around in the next 3 years. And people are dropping over dead. They're being injured by these poisons. And now they're talking about some bird flu. This is just, let's turn up the level of radiation. Let's turn up the heat while they're cooking us like frogs. And we're going to accept this? Not under my watch. Not as long as I have a voice, I will speak out against this. We are being poisoned with chemicals and radiation. You have to understand, you don't have to understand, but I want you to understand that you are not sick, that autism is a chemical poisoning of our children, and it can be reversed by restoring the alkaline design and specifically restoring health to the navel. What is the pH of the interstitial fluids? I told you that, 8.4 at negative
8.365.
80 millivolts. What is the pH of the foundational area that where core blood stem cells are made in the crypts of the small intestine? What is it? The same, 8.4 at negative 80 millivolts. Autistic children are constipated. They have damage to that root system. When that is altered and restored, no more autism. I don't think this, I know this. I have watched children who cannot speak from the day they were born, 5, 7, 10 years, begin to speak when we simply restore the alkaline design of the small intestine, which is the part of your body. And so there's foods you can eat freely, and God has ordained them. He's been specific about it. We have in chapter one, we have Daniel the prophet. What did he say to King Nebuchadnezzar? He said, bring me pulse and water. What is the translation of pulse? That which comes from seed. He refused the king's meat. He refused the king's wine and said, bring me that which comes from seed and water, that in 10 days I will prove you herewith that I will be stronger than those who are drinking the king's wine and eating the king's meat. There's no place in the human body by any excuse. Even they say, well, it's high in resveratrol because it comes from grapeseed. That's an excuse. Alcohol alters the alkaline design of the body fluids. It is a poison. Just like yogurt is a poison, it's a fermented food. Any fermented food, anything that's designed to break down dead bodies, whether you like them or not, we're talking biology here. And as a cellular and molecular biologist, I am an expert, the world's expert in this field. And there's no one you will find that will talk to you like this, but my book, which has sold over 10 million copies, The pH Miracle and The pH Miracle Revised and Updated, if you will just read chapter 5 and chapter 11, and you will practice the principles you learn in those two chapters, this will restore your life and make you whole. Because this is not my way, this is God's way. It is ordained by him, by our Father and our Mother in heaven, who we honor both. The bottom line here is, you must be the change you want to see. You must be the cure you want to see. If you want to cure breast cancer, I will send you a peer-reviewed published study, an alkalizing approach, a nutritional approach to the prevention and the reversal of any cancer's condition. It is 96% successful in stage 1, stage 2, stage 3, stage 4, and in terminal cancer with patients with less than 6 months to live, 81%. And why is it not 100%? Because many of these people have been poisoned by radiation and chemotherapy. The very thing that we're trying to avoid and clean up with Masterpiece is they say, well, I have cancer. Good, we're going to do chemotherapy and radiation. That's illogical, folks. We're going to poison you and irradiate you. Really? And Doc, you went to school for this? Are you kidding me? That's how sick that whole idea is. The idea is you can cure disease with disease. That is modern day medicine. It is a complete fraud. Now you know why they're attacking me. Because I'm not on their side. And the reason I'm not on their side, because I chose God and his ways over the ways of man.
Because you're anointed. Who have a form, I told you, you're anointed.
Who have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. They speak as if they're gods, like Noah Harari speaks like he's a god, that we're soulless. Animals don't have a soul. Humans don't have a soul. There is no God in heaven. This is a lie. And I testify to you, there is a God. There is a spirit that resides in your body, that you are a biofield having a physical experience, not a physical body having, you know, a spiritual experience, that you start alkalizing your body, restoring the light back into your body. And the reason why I recommend chlorophyll in addition to the masterpiece, because it has a molecule that's identical to hemoglobin. Hemoglobin's molecule, that's what's in red blood cells, which is the light. By the way, they're trying to harvest that out of your body. What's powering the cloud? Your body. Your life is being sucked out of you. It's coming from the light in your red blood cells. That's why hemoglobin's going down. That's why hematocrit's going down. And your cells are being destroyed. Your blood. That's what SARS is. The COVID, it destroys the blood. It causes a reverse polarity. It causes blood to stick together, leading to blood clots. Blood clots cannot go and relieve their bodies of carbon dioxide. They get stuck. That's why we have a dry cough. All flu symptoms are signals from high temperature to lightheadedness, dizziness, muddled thinking, even the night sweats. Is the body trying to remove chemical poisons from your body that you partook of for breakfast, lunch, or dinner? So we all need, to come to this tree of life. And it's a narrow path. But I promise you, when you go down this narrow path, and if you'll hold on to the rod of iron, which is the word of God, when you get to the tree and you partake of the fruit, which is delicious above all other fruits, because it represents the love of God, you will know what I'm talking about. You will know this, that I am speaking from my mouth to God's ears. God is speaking to me, to your ears, that what I'm telling you is true. And what Matthew is doing is right. It's righteousness, for righteousness' sake, not for money, not for cars, not for ego, but to save humanity who is suffering, which is the main disease. Ignorance. And guess what the cure is? Common sense. Common sense. And you can't get that common sense unless you do something about it. That's why everyone needs to know about Masterpiece. They have to know. I mean, I can show you the chemistry. They have to see it to believe it. Under an electron microscope, under dark field phase contrast, under directed energy spectroscopy, identifying exactly what we're dealing with is. I was the man in the world who God gave me the assignment to expose the undisclosed ingredients in the Moderna, the Pfizer, the AstraZeneca, and the Johnson & Johnson non-disclosed ingredients. I published this. I worked on it early in 21 when they came out with the vaccines, and I found in every one of these they contained a cytotoxic, genotoxic, magnetic material called graphene, two-dimensional graphene that was being delivered in a pegylated hydrogel car that was coated with nucleic acids from specific organs and glands to destroy the reproductive organs, to destroy the heart, and to destroy the brain. And that's what happened. Every word that came to my mind from God's mouth has been revealed. I just posted three videos that I did with Carrie. What's Carrie's last name?
Cassidy.
Yeah, Carrie Cassidy. The one was April 2020. We went lockdown March 20th of 2020. I was speaking about this in 2019. They took out a patent in 2013 on this nanotech. They received an author a patent on this. It was patent pending till 2017. They rolled it out, they put it in the inoculations, and they poisoned 6 billion people. Because their goal, which was written on the Georgia Stones, was to reduce the surplus population of useless eaters to 500,000, 500 million people, excuse me. From now, 8 billion. That means, you know, with the number of people that have been injured, the number of people of death, it's in the billions. My estimate is 1.2 billion. There's about 4 to 5 billion more people that in the next 3 years, and they're coming out with a new plandemic. Do not be fooled by that. Do not be deceived. Don't even trust me. Pray about it. Fast about it. Ask God. He will reveal the truth of what I'm telling you. And it will set you free. God has promises. Ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. I'm just asking you, hey, I'm there at the door. I'm ready. Matt's ready. We're ready to help you. Masterpiece is a major part of helping people survive the poisons, you know, that have been, you know, nefariously delivered in our food, in our water, in our air, in our personal care products. You know, you can't get away from all this. I mean, they're now putting it in the meats. They're injecting it to the animals. There is no safe meat.
Right.
It's been polluted with chemicals. So your animals, you love them? They need to be taking Masterpiece. I don't know if that answered all your questions or not. Maybe it created more questions.
No, we got to close, but I want to say this, and I don't know, Dr. Young, if you realize, but when I ran for governor, one of my 10 executive orders was going to be to defund Elbert County so they would have until they tore down the Georgia Guidestones, because they're demonic, they're satanic, and God put that on my heart. So after the primary election, then in July, they were struck with lightning. When they were struck with lightning, I had people in Elbert County that were my volunteers calling me. You're not going to believe we had an electrical storm last night. The Guidestones got struck with lightning. I said, are you kidding me? They said, Candace, God took the Guidestones out. And I'm like, I mean, I'm just crying. I'm on the way to work. I'm crying. So that day, all the liberal media accused me of having something to do with the Guidestones being destroyed. And they were saying it was a bomb. And I'm like, there's no way it could have been a bomb. There's surveillance all the way around these things. I went out there and did a campaign video. It was hit from the top. You would have to have climbed up these things and put a bomb on the top of that. There's no way. I was like, they were hit with lightning. You can see the heliotrope. Anyway, all of that. But I want to say to you, God took them out because they were a satanic erection to destroy our people for population control. And he did not want them there. He told me that. And he took them out himself whenever I didn't get elected, because he knew that I was going to make Elbert County get rid of them. And here we are talking about life and talking about the vaccine and talking about poison and people dying. And you, from the very beginning, before COVID was even a thing, knew about it. Here is Matthew creating something that's been prophesied by Julie Green, my dear friend, other people that have prophesied. There's going to be something simple that God is going to do to help people that had to get the vaccine, that they're dying with cancer. There's going to be something simple. And for you to describe how simple it is from the ocean water filter, and then our body has this ocean in it, everything that you said today, God is simple. It's not overly complicated. And that is just him. And I'm sitting here in awe of everything he's done and how he interconnects and weaves us all together and speaks to all of his children to save his kingdom. I'm just in awe.
Amen. You know, God is good. We just have to be ready to receive, because he's there. We're there. And we're just his servants. We're here to serve and to help. And we want to be supportive to you, Candace. I know that they can find the information they need on your site. There's a link for more information about Masterpiece, you know, how they can get it. And I just want to thank you for being a voice of righteousness, for being, you know, a beacon of hope for all the people that you have on your platform, because what Matthew has done and And he's allowed me to come and be part of this, you know, because I should be retired now, but I can't retire. I mean, I'm not tired yet. So, you know, when I get tired, I guess I can be then retired. But yeah, so I'm trying to do my best at the age of 72.
You don't, the bottom, oh my gosh, you don't look 72.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't feel like that. And I can honestly say that when the last time I saw a medical doctor was when my mother gave birth in the LDS hospital in Salt Lake City, Utah, and it scared me. You know, when I opened my eyes and I found out where I was, but I haven't been back since.
Wow.
So I don't take any pharmaceuticals. I don't take aspirin because it's a poison. It's all a scam. The whole medical system is a scam with some caveat exclusions. There are good people doing good things, you know, trying to help people when they get in accidents to put them back together. And there are people in the system that truly are there for the right reasons. But it's got out of hand. And there's new technology, there's new science, there's new information that these good doctors need to have to help restore health to that patient that they're helping. And I know they come from their hearts, and I know they're good people there. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for that. And you know, with that, you know, we want to be supportive to you in any way that we can help you and those who are your followers to be able to have this education. And I know this is the beginning step to get this information with this podcast in their hands, so they, or on their computer, so they can watch it. By the way, you know, I would like to say, if you want any additional information, and I'm not selling anything, with a zero cost, if they will go to drrobertyoung.com, I will send them my Harvard lecture. I will send them a lecture that I did in the ministry in the north, up in the Sacramento area, that's biblically based, where I talk about this, support them, you know, in any way that I can.
But we do want to buy your book, Dr. Young, and I'm going to buy your book because I want my dad to read it, right? But we need to read this book because we need to be healthy, and we do not want cancer. We want cancer gone. If people say there's a cure for cancer, yeah, get the poison out.
Well, there is a cure for cancer, and the cure has to come from you. You must be the cure you want to see, but you have to be willing to understand that you're not sick, that you've been poisoned, and we need to clear these poisons out of the body. What a better thing than taking 5 drops under the tongue of Masterpiece that actually will chelate, adsorb, and absorb, and capture and hold on to it while the body, they can then eliminate it. It's like a sliver. It pulls it out through electromagnetic attraction. These poisons are positively charged. They're attracted to this zeolite cage, which is negatively charged, which is in a delivery system, a colloidal system of marine plasma at a pH of 8.8. This is the beauty of this. This has been revealed to us in what we need to do to preserve the quality of life, the quantity of life. Now the question, once again, how long, Candace, do you want to live? And if you're confused about this, I actually entitled one of my articles, How Long Do You Want to Live, at drrobertyoung.com, and it's free. You can have it. You can read it. You can make the decision. Because guess what? Death is a choice, just as life is a choice. And you can live a life that's full of experience and health and joy if you know how to manage the alkaline design of the fluids of the body. And that's what Masterpiece helps. It is helping us to rid ourselves of these poisons that are in our food, our water, our air, and in our nutraceuticals and our pharmaceuticals. So trust, but verify. Read the labels. Make sure you know what's in there. You're not going to see the word nanotechnology, but I can promise you it's there. It is there. And that's something that's going to have to be legislated. They're going to have to disclose graphene oxide. And guess what? One of the companies, AstraZeneca, a vaccine, COVID vaccine that was developed at Oxford University, and I've lectured there too as well. They took off AstraZeneca and they admitted that it was high risk for injury and death and could no longer sell it. One down, four or five others to go, and a bunch of other flu vaccines, they all have to go. No flu. Flu is a symptom. It's a dis-ease of chemical poisoning, radiation poisoning. You have to start managing this. You have to understand the problem. And now you have to put your trust in Mother Earth, in nature, in God, to survive what is coming down.
Amen.
You can do it. It's your choice, your body, your life.
Thank you so much, Dr. Young. I'm in awe that you came on the show. Matthew, thank you so much. Do you want to say something in the end? Is there something you want to say?
No, it's just always wonderful to get the chance to speak and be a part of people who are trying to help get the truth out in the way forward. You know, again, we're in a world that is dense with toxins. We cannot be our best self if we have all these stuck, trapped forever chemicals in our bodies. And so there's all types of ways that people try to get this managed and have their detox regimen. But Masterpiece is definitely as affordable as anything out there for a product that's only $53. It's very easy to take the drops when you're there. They don't taste bad or anything. It's as simple as it is. And we've proven underneath our clinical trial through taking people's blood, we are the first and only company or place in the world that has taken people's blood, tested that for graphene oxide, which is the entire, this graphene biosystem that they're worried about, this whole transhumanism agenda. It's all predicated. It can't work if there's not enough graphene in your body. So take Masterpiece. It's shown underneath our initial pilot study to remove in the first 90 days of use over 70% of the graphene oxide. So as we keep having to ingest the graphene oxide from the aerosoling, the geo-aerosoling that's going on in the skies, in the foods, everywhere else, these inoculations, it's in all kinds of things now, for us to be able to significantly, and Robert has the chart he just pulled up, that's the graph actually of the study. So if you look to his left, see how high those lines are? That's of microplastics, graphene oxide, hydrogel. You're talking about polyethylene. These are major disruptive forever chemicals. And then if you look on the right-hand side, the one that's right behind his head, that's after 35 days, and it kind of comes down about more than halfway, and then it keeps on tracking down as you take it. So as we live in this world that we need to get cleaned up, that's riddled and full of biohazardous toxins and forever chemicals, we know that we have a tried and true solution that is going to effectively get those levels down in your body. How much better do our bodies work if we have on the right of his right shoulder, if the levels are that low compared to the levels on the left? How much better are you going to sleep and feel? And so we just really want everybody provide the link with the show if they want to learn more or possibly try it for themselves. You know, you won't be sorry that you did.
Well, it tastes like salt water to me, but my 7-year-old, he loves it. And I give it to him every night before he goes to sleep. And he's like, oh, it tastes good, Mama. He likes it.
Yeah. So, be careful. They'll take all your Masterpiece if you're not careful. They well, do want my
you
kids.
You can't get him to take like medicine, Motrin, Tylenol. Right. He will fight you, antibiotic. He will fight you, but he loves Masterpiece. So your kids will like it. But seriously, I bought some for my parents. Matthew sent me some to try, and then I bought some for my parents. And I have sent it to everyone I know that personally who have the vaccine. I've sent it to people who have an autistic child. Please get them on this immediately. And so we're going to have some awesome testimonies very, very soon. They're ordering. And so anybody listening to this show, I love you. I do not want you sick. I do not want your children sick. I want you well. That's why we're investing right now in you. Dr. Young has a million things he could be doing. He could be talking to people all over the world. He's choosing to be here today to help you because he knows how much I love you. He loves you too. So please buy it. It's not expensive. It's less than $1 a day for you to get these chemicals out of your body. Everybody go order. It doesn't, what's wonderful about it, you don't have to have a subscription. It's not going to keep coming. You can buy it one time and
Right.
try it. You can buy it over and over and over. There's no out of control. Remember 2019, and a gallon of gas was $2.60, and a dozen eggs cost like $1.40, and a pound of beef was maybe $3. But now, gas is $3.66, eggs cost almost $4, and beef's like $5. But that's not because food's getting more expensive. It is only because of inflation. So do you think that counting on your money to last is actually going to be your money lasting? Do not trust that. The only thing that lasts and holds the test of time is gold and silver. Precious metals, that's it. And so I have a partner that I love. It's a trusted company. It's called Goldco. And there's a number at the bottom of the screen, and there's a URL, and you can click either one of those two. And you can go to their website, you can call them, and you can take your money that you have now and ensure that it is worth the same amount when you invest in gold and silver. Gold and silver are the only things that have stood the test of time. You've worked really hard for your money. I've worked really hard for my money, and we do not want the irresponsibility of this federal government and the choices they're making to harm us and take our money and make it worth nothing. So invest today in gold and silver. We offer discounts. There's all kind of advantages to using Goldco. Call them today. Go to their website and secure your assets. Hey, I just want to invite you to an extreme event that Stu Peters is putting on. It's going to be in the fall of the year. I think we moved it to Florida. It was supposed to be somewhere else. We changed it. But it's going to be amazing. There's going to be these top speakers from all over the country there. And Stu is going to speak. He hardly ever does live speeches. And so it's going to be an event you don't want to miss. You can go to stupeters.com and buy your ticket now. They are on sale, and it's going to be an awesome, awesome time. We also have a movie that's coming out called Old World Order. And this movie was supposed to be aired actually a couple of days ago, but we've had major attacks, cyber attacks from everywhere. They have shut down the website, they've shut down the movie, but we're going to get it back up and going. So stay tuned on when we're going to be releasing the movie Old World Order. You do not want to miss it, it's going to be life-changing.